In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born. I saw some coverage on the YouTube of crowds of pilgrims in Bethlehem last week, traveling to visit the cave believed to be the very place Jesus was born. Now, the cave has a church built over it, and many, many worshipers made the pilgrimage to be there around the celebration of the Nativity. And I suspect countless more will come next week for Old Calendar Christmas. It got me to thinking about pilgrimages in general, the intentional travel to and visit to a holy site or a sacred space. And it really could be anywhere, even just a place in nature to experience contemplative prayer and receive the grace of the Holy Spirit. Anywhere God dwells can be a holy place of a pilgrimage. Now, in the YouTube video, I saw pretty much all the people came by tour bus, presumably after flying, and they flood off the bus to wait in long lines to enter the Church of the Holy Nativity, and then once inside the church, they wait in another line to actually enter the grotto, this cave where Jesus was born. And when they're finished, they get back on the tour bus to go off to the next site or home, I suppose. Now, to visit a holy site by bus is all well and good. It gives people the opportunity to actually be and pray in the places Jesus was physically on earth. And there's no substitute for the experience, I would imagine. Visiting a holy site by tour bus is all well and good, but it is incomplete as far as pilgrimage goes. In earlier centuries, believers, of course, walked on their pilgrimages to sacred places. And that walking was more than just pre-automobile transportation. They didn't see the walk as just how to get there. The walking to and the walking from the sacred place was an essential part of the spiritual experience. It was part of the pilgrimage itself. And each part of the walk, both the walk there and the walk back, had a specific role to play. On the way to the site, the early Christians would meditate on what they needed to let go of from their life. Sins and habits, grudges, ways of thinking, all those sorts of things that a person needs to let go. While you walked to the sacred place, in your heart, you would visually unload those things from your life, those things that hinder and that crowd and that smother the love of God that dwells within you. At the sacred site, of course, there would be prayer, there would be tears, there would be joy, there would be a receiving, a renewal. You'd take as much time in this holy place as needed. And then there would be the walk home, that long walk back to your dwelling. And again, this was not just transportation to get from point A to point B, but an indispensable part of the pilgrimage. The walk is part of the spiritual work itself. On the return walk, you would meditate on those qualities that you want and need to add to your life. If the walk there was an unloading of the crud, the walk home was a taking on of light, of beauty, of virtue, of strength, of newness. It was the onboarding into one's life, the grace received at the sacred site, the grace of God who dwells in you. Now, it's interesting in today's gospel selection, as we prepare to celebrate Epiphany coming up and the baptism of our Lord, we hear of two different kinds of baptisms, or maybe better put, two aspects of baptism itself. It says first that John came with a baptism of repentance, a baptism of the remission of sins. In other words, things we need to let go of, things that we need to be cleansed from it. And then there's a second baptism mentioned in our gospel, which is the baptism of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist says, "Christ will baptize you with the Holy Spirit, which is a putting on of divinity. It's the literal reception of God in oneself. So John's is a baptism of letting go. Christ's is a baptism of putting on. And this connection to a pilgrimage should be really clear. A pilgrimage is a rededication to both parts of baptism, a putting off of what needs to be put off, a putting on of what needs to be put on. And our baptism is not just an event, you know, from a long time ago, early in our life. Our baptism is a continuous pilgrimage. It's a way of life, a pilgrimage of putting off what is old and what is no longer useful or maybe never was useful, and a putting on of what is graceful and powerful and filled with loving kindness. Maybe to kind of conclude or tie this together, I'd like to offer a practical pastoral application for you today. Today is Civil New Year, and a blessed and beautiful and peace-filled New Year's Day to each of you. And my suggestion, my counsel, my offering is that each of you start this year with a literal pilgrimage of your own. Now, it doesn't have to be to the Holy Land. Sacred places are everywhere. Anywhere God is sacred by definition. So there's got to be a place even in your own backyard, even within your own home. It can be indoors. You could even use the church grounds here if you would like. But sometime in the next few days, select a sacred place. Just select one and then create a quiet moment for a personal pilgrimage. And to do that, walk slowly towards this place. Make the walk part of it. Pausing on the way to let go of those things that need letting go. It could be pains or grudges, certainly sins that might plague us, obsessions. It could be self-doubt. It could be lies in our ears or on our mouth or fears. Anything spiritually harmful, let go of. Let go of. Put off each one as you slowly walk towards your sacred space as part of this baptism of repentance, of letting go. At your holy place, and whether this is at the church here or an icon corner in your home or a sacred spot in nature, at your holy place, stop and bask in the presence of God and just quietly receive whatever gifts Christ sends. And then slowly walk back, retracing your steps, this time filling up the full measure of Christ's gift for you. Each step, take in his strength, take in his wisdom, take in perseverance, take in forgiveness both of others and of yourself, take in kindness, take in joy, and above all, certainly take in love as receiving Christ's baptism in the Holy Spirit. Let this action be your New Year's pilgrimage. And don't just think, oh, that's a nice idea, Father Chris. Actually, go and do it. It doesn't take terribly long. Pick a sacred space, slowly walk toward it, unloading what you don't need. Take time at the sacred space to bask in the presence of God. And then walk back slowly, onboarding the grace and the strength and the love that are yours for the taking. Lots of people make New Year's resolutions. Why not give yourself the gift of a New Year's pilgrimage? Amen.